There've been many scandals in the church related to Christian leaders over over all of history, but significantly over the last 10, 15, 20, 30 years. And probably it's one of the biggest reasons why people look at the church and say, I don't want anything to do with Christianity. They're a bunch of hypocrites. Hypocrisy is a big issue. What is your approach to young people? Because lots of young people, their faith can be shipwrecked when they see a leader fall into grievous sin. What is your advice to young people when over situations like this?
Well, I encourage them not to get their attention, their hope, their expectations, the vision of their own life too rooted to a human being. Like, don't think, I'm going to be committed only because he's committed to the Lord. And then that man falls, and then the young person goes, well, maybe I'm not going to be committed no more. I think we can be inspired by older ministries, but not too locked into that. I mean, let them inspire us. But Colossians 2:19 says, holding on to the head, who is Christ. We hold on to Christ, not to the anointed ministry that we love and that's impacted us. No matter who impacts a young person, I tell them, love them, honor them, but don't have an inappropriate dependence on them. That's number one. Number two, I encourage them that there's a lot of people falling, but the one reason a lot of people are falling, there's a lot more Christians today too. There's a whole lot, there's 400,000 congregations in America right now. There were not 400,000 20 years ago. So there's a whole lot more pastors, number one. Number two, because of media, there's a whole lot more knowledge of who falls. You know, 20, 30 years ago, when somebody fell, a big ministry in that region of the nation, in another part of the nation, you never heard about it. Now, when a big ministry in a part of the nation emerges, the whole nation hears about it, even the ministry itself before they fall. And then when they fall, we hear a lot about it. And so there's a whole lot more leaders and there's a whole lot more information. And I think there's more of the compromise in our culture as well. And all those things adding up together, I think more and more people are falling. I don't know if the percentage is higher, but I think the awareness is greater and the number is higher, though the percentage, nobody has the data, may not be nearly as high as the numbers and just the profile of them. But I encourage people let's not measure our expectation, let's not measure our life, let's not anchor ourselves too much into a man. Let's be grateful that they inspired us, or from a woman, be grateful they inspired us and just have a soft connection to them in that way.